Well, there you go, sit down, get yourself comfy. Now that we're in for a long ride. Right, okay, so we're going to be looking at Mark 1, and it is 14 to 19. So, I'll go through it first. So this is Jesus choosing his followers. After John was put in prison, Jesus went to Galilee, preaching the good news from God. He said, "The right time has come. The kingdom of God is near. Change your hearts and lives and believe the good news." Then Jesus was walking by Lake Galilee. He saw Simon and his brother Andrew throwing nets into the lake because they were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come follow me and I will make you fish for people." So Simon and Andrew immediately left their nets and followed him. Going a little further, Jesus saw two more brothers, James and John, sons of Zebedee. They were in the boat mending their nets. So, Jesus starts off by the verse starts off by saying that after John was put in prison, just a little bit the background here. John is John the Baptist. It's John's cousin, and he was put in prison because he told Herod that it was wrong to have a relationship with his wife. Despite Jesus' cousin being in prison, despite Jesus knowing the fate that awaited John, the horrible conditions, Jesus still went on to preach. Jesus went off to Galilee. And you're probably thinking, well, why? Why has Jesus left his cousin in prison and gone off elsewhere preaching? Well, Jesus knows that even though John is in prison, and his imprisonment is unjust, that John is saved. Not from the cruelty of his fate or his imprisonment or anything, but by his faith in God, he's saved. So Jesus, knowing this, goes into Galilee to preach the good word. You're probably wondering why I've started with this. Well, first of all, we don't always get the luxury of preaching the ministry during times of peace and happiness. Sometimes we're in a place of adversity when we're actually spreading the good news. But the good news is still the good news, even on a bad day. And I want you to take that away, because that's true. And that's basically where we need to think. That even when we're having a bad day, even when things are going wrong around us, we need to remember that the good news is still the good news, even on a bad day. So, it goes on. And let's just make sure I've not missed anything here. Yeah, so fully knowing John's faith, God goes on and preaches good news. So this is where it picks up. Jesus went into Galilee preaching the good news from God. He says, "The right time has come. The kingdom of God is near. Change your hearts and lives and believe the good news." The right time has come. Because Jesus has arrived. The kingdom of God is near, because it's Jesus that bridges that gap for us. His death and his resurrection made it possible for us to have salvation and enter the kingdom of God. That sounds like good news to me. So before we go on and talk about how we spread the good news, let's remember what the good news is. Let's remember what we're spreading first. He starts off by saying this. He says, "Change your hearts, lives, and believe in God." Change your hearts. Why? Well, God instructs us to love. And when he says change our hearts, Luke 10:27 says this. This is where I have to do the flipping through the Bible, please. If anyone gets there before me and wants to read it, it's up to you, but I'll be there in 2 seconds. Luke 10.
The answer. Yeah. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbour as yourself.
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah, change your heart, because God instructs us to love. He instructs us to love God first, and then he instructs us to love the neighbours, love your neighbour as well. Then he says change our lives. As we've been reading through the book of Galatians, we've realised that we can't serve two masters. We can't serve our sinful selves, and we can't feed the Spirit at the same time. We have to choose. And when we change our lives, it means having to change our thoughts and change what we feed, and we have to feed the Spirit. We have to grow in Christ, not in ourselves. And then it says this. Oh, hang on a minute. I need to go back to Mark 1. And believe the good news. Because the good news is going to, John 3:16. I'll read it out rather than just trying to remember it. I want to be... Unless someone gets there before me, but I'll be there in a minute. It's John 3:16, though, but I kind of want us to read it out rather than just...
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Exactly. So believe the good news. The good news is Jesus. And the good news is that Jesus was sent for our salvation. Change your hearts, change your lives, and believe the good news. So let me move back to Mark 1. Then Jesus walked by the Lake Galilee. Jesus doesn't go to the temple, he doesn't go to the courthouse, he doesn't go anywhere kind of where the high priest might be. Jesus knows that when it comes to spreading the message, when it comes to spreading the good news, he goes into the community. And he meets two brothers. It goes on to say, he saw Simon and he saw his brother Andrew throwing nets into the lake because they were fishermen. Jesus doesn't go looking for religious leaders. He doesn't look at the credentials of people. He doesn't go looking for the educated or anything like that. He goes looking for the ordinary. And you know what? That's you and me. And he says this. He says, come follow me. The truth is, we don't know whether Jesus has met Simon and Andrew before. This could be the first interaction they've had with each other. The first thing he says to them is, come follow me. When Jesus calls you to follow him, he has a purpose and a destiny for your life that is given to you. That's why he calls them to follow him. He continues by saying this, I will make you fish for men. When we follow Jesus, it's our responsibility to spread the good news. It's not a case of that when we're saved, we just have to look out for ourselves and that's it. Part of being a Christian and part of following Jesus is our responsibility to spread the ministry and spread the good news. Jesus says, I will make you fish for men. Part of that is that Jesus will equip you. Jesus will give you the tools necessary in order to spread the good news. It goes on. He says, immediately they left. If they didn't know who Jesus was before, they certainly know who Jesus is now. And they certainly recognize who he is. And they leave immediately. To be honest, at this point when I was preparing my preach, I've realised they're on a boat and they've left everything immediately. And what came to mind is an episode of the part in Forrest Gump, where I don't know whether you've ever seen it. And Forrest is on a shrimp boat and he's coming back to harbour and he sees Lieutenant Dang or Dan, whoever it is. And he just jumps off the boat. The boat is still going and it ends up ploughing into the harbour. And I kind of like the idea that it's a bit like that. That this immediate excitement of following Jesus. It's not necessarily... I mean, maybe they would have been full of uncertainty. But I'm hoping it was more excitement that they were full of. That they just leapt off the boat. And it was a bit like that scene from Forrest Gump. But I don't know. That'll just have to be in my imagination, I'm afraid. Okay. So, when we follow Jesus, it means leaving our old life behind. It might not be as extreme as what the disciples had to face. It might not be a case of having to move somewhere across the other side of the world, leave your job, but it does involve change. I can guarantee you that. And it will involve stepping out of your comfort zone. But at the end of the day, Jesus is going to be with you. Why? Well, because he's the one you're following at the end of the day. And it will involve ministry as well. That's the other thing as well. As part of being a Christian, as part of a fellowship, as part of spreading the good news, it will involve ministry. It says this. Going a little further, Jesus saw two more brothers, James and John, son of Zebedee. They were in a boat mending their nets. Jesus has first seen Simon and Andrew, and they were casting nets. And this time he sees a difference. He sees a different skill. He sees the mending of the nets. Jesus recognizes different gifts in different people. And as we've learnt already through looking through Galatians, that when we grow, that we abandon our old lives and we take up our new lives in the Spirit, these gifts can be grown. But it's our responsibility to use these gifts for God. When God gives you gifts, God recognizes these gifts. And he's seen something different in the two other brothers when he's moved on. He's not stayed with Simon and Andrew and said that'll do. He's moved on and he's seen something else. God needs people from all walks of life with all gifts in order to spread the news and spread the ministry. So yeah, Jesus knew that like the fishermen, there's lots of elements, there's lots of different ways of spreading the ministry that works. So he saw different skills in these people. So where does that leave us today? Well, first of all, we need to recognise what the good news is before we can spread it. And the good news is Jesus. Second of all, unfortunately, we're not always in a time of peace and happiness. Sometimes we're in a time of adversity. But like I've said, the good news is still the good news, even on a bad day. And it's our responsibility to spread it. Following Jesus means stepping out your comfort zone. But following him means that you're going to be with him. And he gives you the skills and he equips you. And he's trusting in him, growing in the Spirit and using those gifts to spread the good news. And that's where we are today.
Thanks a lot, Pete. It's a real good message for us today.